Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Price City Mayor Mike Corianis. Mayor Mike, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, Aiden, I always appreciate, you know, informing people about what's going on, what we're doing. And so thank you for this opportunity.
And, you know, this is always a big one to keep people informed on. Of course, we're going to be talking the city budget today.
Sure.
Recently passed for the 25-26 fiscal year. And, you know, it's always interesting to get that insider perspective on how the sausage gets made, I guess is a good way to put it, on these budgets. Because these are big documents, and these are things that you guys pore over. It's not an item where you can really just glance at and say, yeah, no, looks good, pass it along. This is something you guys have to get really into and really sort through all the department's needs, all those things. So I think a good place for us to start is you entered this budget cycle in a bit of an interesting situation. You had a few things going your way, and you found yourselves in a bit of a shortfall. What's it like trying to navigate these shortfalls as you start the budget process?
Well, and that's the bottom line, is that, you know, these shortfalls were something that we weren't planning for. You know, our capital improvement plan, you know, we have things that we're going to do this year, things we're going to do next year. We have a 5 years out, 10 years out. These are things that, you know, are the need to replace or fix, you know, and that's where sometimes you have to bring them forward faster than what you projected. And with that being said, those are the things where it impacts the budget, and how do we navigate to make sure that, you know, we're a corporation where we have employees with benefits, and we got to take care of the people that are taking care of our community. And those are the things as the council and the mayor are looking at, and talking to our staff, talking to the employees, because I'll tell you what, it's tough for our employees. They're the face of Price City also, and they go out there with a smiling face and make it happen and take care of things. So with that being said, you know, we're seeing with, you know, the rising cost of the cost of living last year, but also our electrical cost, our infrastructure cost, our water, you know, those different things. Those were the things we had to tell the citizens, look, we're working on this. We're not putting our head in the sand. We got to fix this. And it's going to cost some money. And that's where those shortfalls come, because those are hard decisions. But I think if we communicate and say, listen, this is what we're doing so that you have clean water, constant water, you know, good, reliable, low-cost energy, you know, electricity. Those are the things that as a council we're looking at and talking about.
Yeah, and you know, it's things that I feel people get kind of caught up in the immediate moment. How is this affecting my life now? They're not looking at that bigger picture, especially when it comes to these infrastructure changes, that these are things that are going to have major impacts years down the line, but they're going to be impacts that are going to benefit you for the better. So it is important to tackle these issues like water and electricity before they really become a problem. You want to be very proactive on these.
Aiden, and you know, as you and I talked prior to this, I mean, I'll give you a case in point. Our wave pool, swimming pool, just the money that we have put into that facility to make it secure, and I'm pretty proud of that. And the school district has helped us. You know, that was something that we saw that was a need, not a want, but a need, because if we didn't have that, you know, our kids, and I've heard it, there's nothing for our kids to do. Well, you take that out of the equation, we really don't have anything to do. I think that's a major thing. But I feel pretty good of what we've done. We've worked on the indoor pool, and that took some time to make it right. Now we've fixed the wave pool. Now we've worked on all the piping, and also we have two brand new boilers in there that hopefully will cut the efficiency down on the cost. And, you know, this is public knowledge. The cost to run that facility is $600,000 a year. It's jumped from 4 to 6. These new boilers, we're hoping that will lower the cost. But also, you know, the efficiency, everything that we're looking at structurally, it's sound, it's good. It's and that's where we had to move things forward. And that's where the community helped us with the Zap Tax. You know, they believed in that because they want the sound pools. They want nice, you know, parks for their kids to play in. Those are things that we're always looking at. We're listening to our community, too. I think that's the one thing as elected officials. Sometimes people think we don't listen. I hope. You know, I don't mind telling people, get a hold of me. You know, I'd be more than happy to have these conversations with them and show them that, hey, these are real issues that are affecting the city, but also your pocketbook. I think we're being very sensitive to our citizens about, you know, the water rates. That was something that wasn't in anybody's bullseye, but this guy. But bottom line, because 2 years ago we went up with our employees and we saw how they patched a hole. I don't think many citizens know they patched a hole in our water line with redwood, you know, to get us by. And so we have lots of holes on that water line, but we have to replace it. So we you know, had to raise the water rates to get the loan from the Division of Drinking Water, which has been wonderful for us. And $15 million, 7 miles of line we're going to replace. You know, the council and I, that's what we're collectively working on. You know, I think, Aiden, you know, those are the unforeseen as we try to keep that budget balanced. And that electrical transfer is a huge number. I was sweating bullets because that's a lot of money. But sales tax, with the cost of living going up, sales tax plays a big part in Price City's budget to sustain it. But, you know, we're making it work. We transferred a little bit more than we normally do. Here's the other part. We're listening to the community. And I give credit to Lane Miller. I can't take the credit here. But, you know, Lane, with Culture Connection, with the Renaissance Fair, and, you know, International Days, that's split up between council members. We're listening to bring the community together. Does it cost the city? Absolutely. It costs to our budget. But you know what? It's a wonderful thing. You know, those are things that as a council we're supporting and making a difference because we're trying to sell our community.
You know, I think people get caught up, especially as of late, in they want governments, both city, state, federal, whatever it may be, they want them to operate more like businesses. But that's just not a reality because you guys, part of what you guys want to do as a city is you want to put on these events. You want to put out these amenities for citizens to use that really make our area a lot more attractive. Therefore, you're going to be attracting more people, more business, and you can get that sales tax number back up. You can't necessarily operate a city the same way you'd operate a business. There is going to be some losses that you guys are going to have to face, but those losses aren't for nothing. These are for things that are good for the good of the citizens.
Exactly. And here's the other part, Aiden, that I give kudos to those businesses that are supporting those interests. You know, you see pickleball courts. You know, I just came from a pickleball meeting. I wholeheartedly thank everyone that has contributed to that, the pickleball courts. The wayfinding signs, the university, the partnership between the university and the city. We're running on 8 cylinders with those partnerships. And those businesses and, you know, those entities see the community and what they want to do. They want to be a part of the community. That's what's fun. You know, it makes it good. It makes it vibrant. It makes it stronger.
And you mentioned earlier that electrical fund transfer. That was something that caught a lot of people's attention when this budget was initially passed. And like you said, that was something that you were sweating over because it was a large number. But then, like you mentioned, the sales tax decrease due to that cost of living continually raising. People are naturally going to be spending less money. But you also had on your plate rising costs of insurance.
Well, that too. We had a 13.2% rise in insurance benefits for our employees, so we had to pick that up. You know, and that's the one thing. As everybody in Price City received that little yellow card of that electrical transfer, you know, I applaud the citizens because the electrical costs went up, the transmission costs went up to get that electricity substantially. You know, and we're sensitive to those businesses. We're sensitive to our residents on fixed incomes. You know, raising water, raising electricity, we're taking money away from our citizens. And you know, I hope they understand. If they don't, I'd be more than happy to explain why we had to do what we did.
You know, as you get closer to the final steps of finalizing a budget, what does it look like the last week? So let's say the week you pass the tentative budget, people have time to come in, review it. You guys have time to make some revisions before you pass that final budget. What does that last little stretch look like from a city official's perspective?
From my perspective, it wasn't easy, and it was tough because there are things that, you know, community members want. But there's also the needs of getting equipment to make sure our employees can do their job effectively and safely. And that's where, you know, as we talk about vehicles, and you look, if I was just the normal, not elected official citizen of Price, Utah, and I saw the trucks that we've, you know, purchased, we've had to replace. It wasn't something. There was several other trucks that were on the capital improvement plan to replace, and we pushed them out, you know, to make them work. So we replaced a couple. Here's the other part of it is, yeah, we need to, you know, put those trucks on the road. Sometimes we can get the material locally. Sometimes we have to go over the mountain and get material. That's what the citizens don't understand. It looks bad if a Price City vehicle's on the side of the road. You know, we want to make sure that that doesn't happen to our employee, but also, you know, it just says it's bad.
Yeah, no, you don't want to see that image, a broken down city vehicle. People might think that that represents a broken city. So I see where you're coming from on that issue. Now that you have that budget passed, you have about a year to kind of look at things and work on some other projects. What are you looking forward to most as you move forward in Price City? What projects really catch your eye as we move on into this new fiscal year?
So the two projects that are under my, you know, watch right now is that transmission line, that transmission water line, is a huge commitment of mine to make sure we can get that done in a timely manner. You know, 75% of the water that Price City uses is coming from that transmission line, 25% from the plant. That's only during, you know, when people are watering their lawns and gardens and different things like that. And we're watering our parks and the ball fields and everything. So the usage goes up and we have to pull water off of the river to make up that water. So that transmission line is something that, you know, working on. The other part, and it's interesting as I talk to people, this reservoir project for Carbon County, you know, Price City is the sponsor, but that is something that is huge for Carbon County. For recreational purposes, for sustaining agricultural purposes, and maybe also the industrial side of it. And I look to our neighbors in Emery County, you know, doing things right. They have the water. They have the infrastructure. You know, all their lines are their ditches and their canals are piped. Now, some of them are open, you know, like Huntington River. But from that point, it's piped so that they can get it to those head gates. Those are and this project for Price City is the same thing. Getting the support from our elected officials, Senator Hinkins and Watkins, Senator Curtis, you know, Senator Lee. Those guys are the ones that, and Congressman Kennedy, they signed a petition helping us for this reservoir. So those are the things that, you know, as elected officials, our commissioners and myself, you know, as elected officials, we're out in front of trying to get this reservoir taken care of so we can get, you know, it's shovel ready. So when the water, or not the water, but when the money is there, we can go right to, and you know, the NRCS and say, this project's ready. It's shovel ready. We're ready to go. And that's our objective. And I think the, you know, all the irrigation companies, they're on board.
Now, Mayor Mike, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, keep, you know, I guess the main thing is, if you have questions, feel free to ask. Ask me, ask a council member. I think the thing is, we're making Price City sound and stronger. So thank you.
Well, Mayor Mike, thank you again for taking the time to come out and talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Price City Mayor Michael Corionis. We were talking about the 25-26 fiscal budget and the process that led to its finalization. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.